Hello and welcome to Dunktown, the podcast where we learn about basketball one game at a time. I'm Anastasia.
I'm Agata.
And today we have an extra special guest, the host of the Naked Man podcast and horror movies with friends on YouTube. It's Andy Green.
Yay.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming.
And yeah, your theme song just makes me happy. It makes, like, there's hope in the world.
Love to hear that. Yeah. Love to hear that.
I'm moving in. So
you're moving in?
Yeah, to Dunktown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Anastasia. Sorry, was that forward?
She does have a pretty big closet.
Yeah, you could stay in the closet from time to time. Yeah.
I have long-term claim on it, you know.
Okay, so this is a short-term situation.
Do you want me to move your mic or raise it for you?
Oh, no. I like to be hunched and uncomfortable. So this will be good. No. I just need to now make love to the mic. I forgot. All right.
You're good. I feel like a bad host now. And now maybe you don't want to live in the closet.
But maybe that's what you really wanted. You didn't want me to actually be in there. So that's fine.
That's what I was going for all along.
No, she's always wanted a Harry Potter kind of situation.
Yeah. A child in my closet.
Yeah.
Don't we all?
That I can abuse?
Yeah, I treat him like shit and yell at him and stuff. Yeah.
I respond to that. Yeah.
Tell him he's not magic.
Aww.
So you know, speaking of horrors.
Yes. Ooh, good segue.
You're a horror movie fan?
I am. Yeah. It's a sort of obsessed with it. I went insane last month and I watched more than 31 horror movies, but I did 31 episodes of a horror talk show, including Agata. We talked about Train to Busan in the dark.
Great movie.
Great movie. Great episode. Great soju. And yeah, it was just a charitable event / me going insane and just sharing it on YouTube.
That's the best way to go insane.
Yeah. Yeah. While it's recording.
Yeah.
Isn't that what this is?
For the public. Yeah. Oh, of course.
Okay. I'm ready then. I'm already all over the place. Can't wait.
But doing one every day, you're crazy.
Well, I am. I did like three some days and then zero other days, you know, so it wasn't always. But it got to the point where I didn't even have time to watch the movies. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, we do this once a week and I'm still always tired.
No, it was an experiment and it's now movies with friends. So it's going to be, I'm doing 12 days of Christmas movies with friends for Christmas time.
Nice.
But like, it's not sustainable. It was more just like, going to go all in and have this insane goal and see if I can actually do it. Cause normally I have ideas and don't do it.
What was the spookiest movie you watched?
Audition for sure.
Audition.
Well, it's not really spooky so much as just troubling and hard to watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a Japanese horror film that torture.
I can't handle like torture kind of movies.
But it's not, I guess, torture porn in the way that like Saw is. It's more of like a man that deserves to be tortured. So it's like enjoyable, but also sort of like, not enjoyable, that's a wrong. Well, no, it's enjoyable. Yeah.
There's some, it probably makes you ask yourself a lot of questions about yourself.
It does. Yeah. And then I remember during the like most like, you know, sticking needles in part, like my cat is just vomiting right like just on the living room floor. There she is. There's the needle.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Boy.
Yeah.
She looks cool.
Yeah. I follow her on Instagram. She just posts photos of her and flowers.
Oh, that's nice. I'm glad she went to a good place.
Yeah. She's in heaven.
I want to watch it. That looks cool.
Was there a movie you hated or like just are like, I'm never watching those again?
I didn't not want to like, or like it was a bummer that the movie I didn't like was a Spike Lee film. And it was, The Sweet Blood of Jesus.
Oh,
It's a remake of another one, Ganja and Hess, that was like a really cool experimental vampire film. And, there's a lot it's trying to say, but I sort of having watched it like basically back to back, I was just like, oh, there's nothing here, man. Mm. And also that was a Zoom episode. And as you know, I don't know, it's a little bit of a different animal and we just did not have any energy on that movie. So that's the one that I'm just like, oh. The one that got away. It was a mistake.
So just see the original.
See the original. Yeah. Ganja and Hess.
Nice.
On Showtime.
Oh.
There you go.
Little plug for Showtime.
Yeah, though. Exactly.
We love corporations on this show.
Yeah.
I know.
We plug them for free all the time as much as we can. Is there
love my drink from
no Ooh, that triggers me.
Well, that we can beep me. It out.
Oh
yeah,
man.
Gabe, can you beep it out, please?
Just beep and beep this, me now saying it.
We can't talk about it.
Okay.
It connects to basketball. It connects to my life and my trauma that I'm bringing with you today, or bringing Uh-oh. To you today.
Should we just get into it? Okay. I mean, we got a lot to do, I guess.
Yeah,
we have a lot to do? Oh, please.
Yeah. No.
Don't get me in the way.
I'm saying you've got a lot.
We
collectively. What is your trauma?
Well, Howard Schultz, the CEO of owned the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, yeah.
And I am from Seattle, and that was my team. That was when I mean, that was my first team that I loved. My first sport that I loved was basketball. First one I played, and sort of I grew up in like the Sean Kemp, Rain Man,
yes.
Detlef Schrempf, star of Parks and Recreation, Big Smooth, Sam Perkins, Hergy Hawkins. Oh man, Gary Payton, the glove.
Did you swear off of basketball after they were sold?
It was, well, I certainly swore off. And so that's why I was like, oh, I can't do it. But I never.
Please beep that.
Just say it so many times.
I'll bleep every mention of it.
Thank you.
Just even bleep the Sonics, because they don't. You can just like put Dub Thunder over. it just really hurt because of when it happened. Because Kevin Durant, having watched him for 1 year, knew he was going to be incredible. And then we drafted. I mean, they were already owned by Clay Bennett at that point, but we drafted Westbrook and Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh no. And then obviously Westbrook was next, Harden was the following year. Mm-hmm. So it's just to watch basically what seemed to be a dynasty and like not being able to root for it and actually rooting against like cool young talent was not fun, but I couldn't root for them. And so, yeah, I did sort of swore off basketball, but I've felt like I've been missing probably the best sport because there's so much awesome talent out there and cool teams. And but it just sort of feels like I need a team to really have a rooting interest. So I've sort of been alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to help you with today.
Yeah. So this is an episode where we're going to try and help you find a team.
It's like the dating game, right?
Yeah.
Well, sort of. It is, but we're going to not put a blinder between you and the date. We want you
to know
eyes open.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really staring down the face of, you know, the team and deciding. But this is interesting because we've never met.
Yeah.
You and Agata and Gabe know each other.
Yeah, we met at the same time.
From improv.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. So
Hell
many
yeah.
improv friends.
Yes.
We're all embarrassing.
I mean, I've met a lot of cool people through doing improv, but I just...
And I'm not one of them.
Yeah, you're on the neutral list. No, I'm just kidding.
I always feel like I have to earn my place when I'm with Agata. Every single time.
She makes you work for it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I always say, like, I had a lot of fun doing improv, but I'm never doing it again, first of all. And second of all, like, how did I spend so much money on it? I was so broke at that point, and I was spending thousands of dollars. On taking classes at UCB.
You thought it was going to make you famous.
No, I didn't even think that. I mean, I knew I would never get famous. I didn't even want to be like on the like house teams or anything. That was never my goal. I just wanted to be having fun with my friends.
Well, and I guess mission accomplished, right? It's sort of like college. You're paying way too much money, but like for that social experience.
Yeah, that's true. I still talk to people. I mean, like we know each other from that. And I know a lot of people from that.
Yeah, and Gabe, of course.
Well, Gabe and I worked together at Earwolf.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so even before then?
I mean, it was all at the same time, basically.
Oh, okay.
But I think I see improv a little bit like I see paying for therapy. Like, I pay for therapy out of pocket, but I know it's, like, nice and fun and healthy. And that's kind of how improv was for me, was, like, I needed some kind of outlet. And then I started taking improv classes and was like, oh, this is what I needed. I'm like exercising this weird part of my brain I didn't know needed exercising, and like met people, and
it gets you out of your shell.
It kind of changed my life.
Yeah.
Kind of a lot. So it's like, granted, I probably was like also sucked into essentially a cult mentality.
Yeah.
Right.
And so there's probably some of that too. And I know there's other people who didn't have as good of a time as I did, but
could I say I haven't done it in several years now. I think I'd still be good at it.
I think you would too, Gabe.
Gabe always loved to sing and the singing games that come with improv, which is my least favorite part of improv, is like having to make up songs.
Oh, well, I mean, there's whole musical improv classes.
Yeah, he would do that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To me, it was too traumatic. I think I just like my anxiety won. Now I think I'd be more comfortable because I like myself a little bit more. But yeah. I got really high pitched, so not that much.
Gabe also has a lovely singing voice.
Yeah, Gabe is great at singing, making up little songs.
I think I liked the singing stuff in improv, but I don't have a good singing voice. It would be, you know, I'm just like staying monotone.
But that's like its own style on its own.
Yeah.
I don't think you're supposed to belt it out.
You're not supposed to be good.
I mean, Zach and Jess do, right?
That's true. Yeah.
But it is funny. I also just like put it all on my credit card and
yeah,
not smart financial decision.
Are you really smart now financially?
I definitely have improved since then. But also, like, you know, when you because at that point I didn't have a real job. Like, I was interning at Earwolf for like a couple hours a week. I had another internship that was like very low paying, and I was just like cruising and spending thousands of dollars on improv classes.
But also, when you're young, you're like, this will pay off and future Agata will be able to handle this.
Yeah,
you know, like that's always what I told myself.
Yeah,
it's and just money.
The funny part is that like I ended up interning at which they give you free classes.
I'm gonna bleep that out. I'm going to bleep out.
Thank you, Gabe.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
They give you a bunch of free classes. So I earned all these free classes and then I never used those credits. So I was like, I just spent a bunch and I earned a bunch. And then I worked there for free. They give you the classes for free or in exchange for your work. So basically, like, I just gave them extra labor.
Wow.
On top of the thousands of dollars I paid them.
Do those credits still exist? Are they out there? Can you gift them to someone?
There was like a very short window that you could use it. It was like within 6 months or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
That's just my fault.
And now when you call them, you just get a busy signal.
Yeah.
I think they're still doing classes, probably all on Zoom.
But yeah, I think they are.
RIP to the Sunset Theater.
Yeah. And Franklin hasn't opened either, right?
Yeah, but it's not. That one's not closed down.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It'll come back at some point, I hope.
Yeah.
It's had a good run.
There's other great...
I'm not personally invested in it anymore. Yeah. I have too many things I care about. Sorry.
There's other great theaters that are opening up now because there's a black hole in LA for venues. This not to get into the nitty gritty of the like comedy scene in LA for our listeners, but speaking of black holes.
Oh boy.
What a segue. I'm excited.
The black hole in your heart for basketball.
Oh, that was swish. Swish. Ooh.
That's what improv taught me, man.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, my black hole is there. Yes.
What are you looking for in a team? Or I guess, why do you even want a team? Why do you want to get into basketball?
I wanted to be on this podcast. No, I really do feel like a little bit of FOMO in terms of like, okay, NBA feels like politically, socially, the best of the sports. It's not saying much necessarily, but
yeah.
But also I do miss it. And I also sort of, I think I'm on the sort of stage of grief of acceptance of like, well, I don't know. I guess that's where it gets complicated. Like if the Sonics come back if I've taken a team after this episode and the Sonics come back, then I don't know. It's like, is that my ex-girlfriend coming back? Or it's more like my ex-wife. It's more like she came back from the dead.
Uh-huh.
And then it's
is that
like,
possible?
I don't, well, in this scenario, that's like, the Sonics coming back is possible. I think expansion.
People have talked about it before, either expansion or people have talked about moving the Clippers to Seattle. Like that's always
because Ballmer.
Yeah.
Well, because like the Bucks before, like they were in talks at some point, like five years ago or before they got good. And then the Kings as well. But I'm pretty sure it's basically been tabled. And the only way it will happen is if there's an expansion. So I haven't been following it because I just I don't know. I also don't like that either, though, being on the other side of it, of like taking a team away and right. becoming the Sonics. That makes me feel the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that rough. To another fan base. So right. for me, what I'm looking for in a team, I think, is like, I know my fandom, and I think I need to have a team to have a rooting interest for to actually be passionate first.
Yes.
Fantasy sports helps to like learn about all the players and care about all the teams in a certain way. But like,
you want to really root for someone.
Yeah, I think so. Which is, I was kind of thinking how lame that was, because it's like, oh, okay, I'm a monogamist. I'm like, but I can't like love every team or, yeah. but it's.
I was going to bring up polyamory and yeah. if your dead wife would be into that.
I think a throuple might be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
because like Agata and I both have several teams that yeah. we follow closely and off and on, I would say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like for Agata right now, the Mavericks are just kind of gross. There's a lot of gross stuff about the general management and front office. Right. So
And players.
So it's like, well, I'm just going to like ignore them for a bit. I think there's something to be said for having a couple teams that you follow or players, yes. you know, falling in love with players. So you follow them around to the different teams they go to.
Well, it's like, you know, in any relationship, it's sort of not fair or too much to ask for them to hold everything.
Yeah.
Like to hold all of the loves
and
desires.
So you are polyamorous.
In this scenario, it's like, if I can't be polyamorous with basketball, let's like, yeah, let's sort of try and stretch Andy's brain here. And it's not even like, I'm sounding like a very lame human that I'm like, oh, I'm. But not, no, it's just like, yeah, I'm open, I guess. I'm open to experimentation. NBA is my. This, I guess, going to stand in for a more exciting sex life.
So I kind of have a proposal for you.
Ooh, a proposal.
Will you marry me?
Yeah, I was like, no. Wow, that was 18 minutes. We did it.
Anastasia's on her knees right now.
I have a ring. Don't ask why. No, my proposal is that at the end of this episode, mm-hmm. you can either choose a team and be like, this is my team. I'm going for this team. I love it. I'm all in.
Take it till you make it. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you can be like, I'm intrigued by a couple different teams. I'm going to watch a couple games. I'm going to dip my toes in a couple different streams and then see where your heart takes you after that.
Yeah, and follow up and be like, okay, or, well, yeah, but that feels like sort of a lame end to the podcast, right? Like, it feels like I'm being wishy-washy, none of you got me. I wanna be fucking bold here.
Okay.
Although I will say this before we start, this fucked with my mind a little bit. As I'm driving over here, I'm listening to classical music because that's what I do when I'm just like, I'm just sort of zoning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden this like cinematic score comes in and I'm like, whoa, this is nice. This is good. And then the car in front of me, a white Volvo, has on the decal an Oklahoma City Thunder decal. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh no. And then the song is actually Imitation Game, which I thought the name Imitation Game with Thunder, Sonics, I just like, I don't know what is happening.
Okay.
But you think the universe was giving you a sign?
I don't know what that sign is.
Well, here's something crazy too. Again.
Yes.
We've never met before. Yeah.
You should start
your Volvo? Yeah.
You should start every sentence with that, by the way. Keep going.
I say that to Agata every time.
Yeah.
I felt like I was about to do close up magic with you. I stopped myself. So before you came here, the three of us chose teams that we were going to pitch to you.
Okay.
And I never met you before, didn't know your story.
Wait, we haven't met before?
And I chose the Thunder, which is quite tragic. I made this whole PowerPoint.
It's not tragic. This is great.
So,
the little team that won't tank, but that's all they do, right?
Well,
but not this year.
The front office is trash.
Yes.
Owners are trash. Okay.
Owners are trash. Like the GM's really good, it seems like, or he always churns.
Well, so this is interesting. They constantly are getting amazing players and then getting rid of them. Mm-hmm. for future draft picks.
Right.
So I was going to go into the whole Supersonics thing. Don't need to, because you know everything.
A tragic display of millionaire villainy. I want to just, promote your excellent writing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm going to write a book someday. I'm just kidding.
Just publish PowerPoints.
There's so much about the people behind the scenes that sucks, but the thing that it keeps drawing me to them are the players, because they keep drafting these great, or not even drafting, trading for, getting these great players. And I just so happen, not by any drive of my own, I just so happen to keep watching Thunder games and going like, God, this seems so fun to watch. Mm. And I did say the current owners' management are straight trash. Also, they have a movie, Thunderstruck. I mean, come on.
We watched that for the show. And it's great.
It is good. Would it trigger me? Probably.
Well, it is KD, in it. Oh, okay. So that might trigger you.
Oh, well, if we get into kissing partners, he'll come up again. Oh,
here's spoiler alert. Here, go to 2 minutes on this, Gabe. This is just one of the best parts of the movie. Right in the beginning of the movie, the ball just hits by Rumble the Bison, the mascot, right in the head.
That's a great scene. I didn't realize it was a fiction like film. I thought it was like a terrible, or not like a, not a terrible, I thought it was like a decent documentary, but it's like,
so that small boy trades powers with KD. You thought that was real?
No. Once it started, I realized it wasn't.
He gets KD's basketball abilities.
Oh my, it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's like Mike.
Wait, how does it happen? How does he get?
So essentially, just, I don't want to ruin the whole movie for you.
Okay, maybe I need to watch it.
So
okay.
It's a,
where's it streaming? Showtime?
It's the mystery that they're solving in the movie.
Yeah, that's the whole.
Oh, that's the whole thing. I didn't know. I thought it was like maybe the inciting incident. Looks Jim Belushi's in it? Oh, wow. What a film.
And his son.
Yeah, Rob Belushi.
Oh,
if you know him from improv, maybe.
We never got a scene together. I didn't tap in. It was my... Oh.
But so this, they were in the 2020 playoffs, even though they were supposed to tank. They have been killing it the start of the season. They almost... I went and saw them play the Clippers. They almost beat the Clippers that game. They beat the Lakers at home. Like, they're just... They're not going to do great things anytime soon, but they're beating good teams. Go to the next
They've
slide.
Got potential.
So this is like top tier cutie.
Ooh.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Ooh, Canadian.
He's Canadian. He was drafted by the Clippers and traded away. Ooh. And
we miss him.
And he's like a straight up baller where like he does all of these like ankle breaking moves.
You should have put the photo of me and him up here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have.
Thank you. I did get to meet him.
Wow. That's another point. That's like if this was, what is it? Around the horn. Like I should be adding points whenever you're giving.
Do you want a piece of paper to take notes?
No, I'll just say points.
Okay.
But Shai was on my radar. And one of the reasons why I was, well, I'll wait till the end because I've been, the Thunder was on my mind for other reasons. And
not just the bumper sticker, but.
Yeah. Well, it was just sort of, uh-oh. That's, it made me go, uh-oh, does that mean something?
Yeah.
Like, I can't trust my own instincts. I have to wait. I have to wait for an outside source, which is what this podcast is. Tell me what to do.
Shai also is on so many top 10, like best dress lists at the end of the season. Like, he's just a cool dude and seems so sweet.
Aw.
Next guy he's I have really nice. Here is Lou Dort.
Yes.
Just has a cool name.
Also Canadian.
I think of Haitian parents and he went undrafted. So he's like a real underdog. He went into the G League. That's where he came up.
Developmental League. Yeah.
And he can dunk, but he's also shooting threes.
So
really fun guy to watch.
He is. I watched some of the playoffs last year and I came away loving Lou Dort and also wanting there to be Lou Dort jean shorts, like jorts. Like, I was like, that's what I want to own.
The phrase
Lord Short.
Lou Dort jean shorts is really fun to say.
Just you get Dorts and they'd be Dorts. Like Thunder jean shorts.
Okay, if any Thunder front office people are listening, make the Dort shorts, please.
I think I tweeted that and then no one liked it, so then I deleted it and cried. And
okay,
then now
tweet it again.
Okay. Okay. We'll the cuties likes. Will retweet it.
Yeah. Josh Giddey, or G'day if you want to say, because he's Australian.
G'day, mate.
He's a rookie this season, but he's starting because he is so good. And I wanted to hate him so badly because he just seemed really cocky.
He looks like he should be in Twilight.
But he is so good. I mean, he's cocky because he's good. Mm. And he's very fun to watch. He, as a rookie, he's inconsistent. But when he's on, he is so on. And it's just, yeah. He's got big floppy curly hair. Mm. I mean, come on.
I have curly hair as well, so that's nice.
And then we got Rumble the Bison.
Oh, he looks similar to Sasquatch. Oh, no. Is it the same one? Did he change teams too?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
No, maybe they just wanted to keep some of that fur. They like use some of the fur.
Repurpose this fur. Yeah.
But yeah, he listened to Dunktown once.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Our Thunderstruck episode, we talked about him and then he responded on Twitter to something we said on the episode.
Okay, Rumble, that's really nice.
Yeah. But okay, so that's my Thunder pitch.
That's a pretty good pitch.
But I also have another team I wanted to pitch to you, the Chicago Bulls. All and right. They're not a small market team. You had previously said you're interested in sort of smaller market. I'm an
underdog guy at heart. As a straight white male, underdogs are just where I've been.
It's what you associate with.
No, it's my way of being. Like, I don't know. As a kid, I was like, I don't know. I dug myself a hole with that sentence on purpose. Let's see if I can dig myself out. No, I mean, well, part of learning about my white privilege is being, oh, I never was a fucking underdog. I'm an idiot. But Seattle sports for so long,
yeah,
that was that. I mean, the Seahawks, I guess, have been good for a while now, and now they're about to explode, I think. But so yeah, but the Mariners and the
Storm.
Sonics and the Storm are incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's maybe the real answer to this question.
I mean, honestly, yeah. You should be watching the Storm. Okay. They're so good. The subtitle of this one is A Scrappy Second Chance. Because well, for many reasons. First reason being obviously they were great in the 90s. I put this great picture of Michael Jordan with his tongue out.
Dislocated in this? It looks weird.
Oh, yeah. It's just a weird angle. Oh,
I think it's the light on the shoulder. But yeah, that does look not good.
If you wanted to get some cool 90s merch, there's tons of it out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, even their current merch is
there's
so
Joe
good.
Cool.
Yeah, there's Joe Cool yeah. on the Chicago Bulls shirt.
Yeah, I mean, Michael Jordan, of course, like even my cousin, you know, despite the Sonics being awesome, he was a Jordan fan, so he loved the Bulls. So, like, that was inescapable.
Like, worldwide.
I know. It was annoying.
But the Bulls haven't been good for a long time.
Right.
Like, there's arguments that they had, you know, ups and downs. But from my perspective, it's, like, been since the 90s.
Yes.
The current squad are a bunch of underdogs and cuties. Like, there's Lonzo Ball he felt completely rejected by the Lakers. DeMar DeRozan felt completely rejected by the Raptors, and then he moved to the Spurs, and now he's on the Bulls. Caruso was traded by the Lakers, even though he got them a ring. Or, I mean, not just him. He helped.
Mostly him.
No, it was mostly him.
It was mostly Alex Caruso. So there's a lot of, like, emotions going into this for these guys, being like, we've been rejected. No one wanted us, but now we're coming together, and they're having a great season.
And Zach LaVine is awesome as well. Yeah. Oh, the sweet papa.
Yeah.
Oh,
so DeMar,
getting ahead of yourself.
I just get excited by your slides. You do a mean PowerPoint.
This is how I had to get organized in my head. DeMar DeRozan is so sweet. This is him hugging him hugging Zach LaVine, hugging Lonzo Ball, hugging Alex Caruso.
Kyle Lowry.
DeMar DeRozan is Kyle Lowry's best friend.
Aww.
And so, but there, he's just like a sweet guy. Like, he's a good mentor because he's kind of the veteran
right
now. And Zach Levine, I called him a sweet hunk who can dunk.
I like engaged is a point in his favor. He's off the market.
Yeah, you
so
can't.
I can't get too swayed in by those pecs.
You can't get divorced from your wife and marry him.
Unless
but I'm trying polyamory.
Unless, yeah, I was going to say, if both couples want to swing, come on.
I don't think I'd have to convince Lily very hard.
He's a very beautiful man.
Yeah.
He's from Washington.
What?
Born and raised.
That's you.
That's me. We're the same. Me and Zach. Look at us. We have a lot in common.
Yeah.
You're also a two-time dunk contest winner, right?
Yeah. Well, like I used to dunk inside all the time. I would do dunk contests myself. Yeah. There was this time where my sister's best friend's mom came. I was in high school playing like indoor basketball still in high school. Playing out seasons. And I think that was when I stopped, when I dunked on the door and just saw an adult looking at me. And I was very embarrassed. So I'm still processing that moment. Sorry, Cindy.
Lonzo Ball, he's very talented, kind of corny. His dad is super mean.
Mm. Okay, so it's the dad's fault.
He has a chip on the shoulder. Succession family
yes. Basketball.
Yes.
The Ball family. Let's play this video just because I think it's funny.
About that time. We're not playing no more. Big boy stuff only. Last night, all the hard work paying off. All my fans, family. Appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for taking the journey with me. And, you know, hopefully we can just move on from here and everybody have a good time. And I get in the league and do what I'm supposed to do. Thank y'all.
Why is he zooming in on his hands?
That's my favorite part of that. It just cuts to the hands. That was amazing.
I really don't know. I don't even know where this video. I mean, I'm pretty sure this is right after he was drafted. Mm. Big boy stuff.
You really got a cinematographer for this.
That was really impressive cutting. Yeah. In 25 seconds, that was the most convincing argument. That's a point. Point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're Chris Hardwicking it up now.
Oh. Well, I don't know about that. All right, minus.
I lost a point for bringing
it up. No, I lost a point.
How many points does she have?
I'm swimming in points right now.
I think every slide has been worthy of a point. Okay. So we're on 14.
Okay. Yeah.
This is Kobe White. He's pretty young in the team. This is his third season. He has a really cute dog. He just came back from injury. And he is so... This video on draft night when he was drafted in 2019 is what like immediately sold me on him. And he's just been a sweetie ever since. So let's watch this. He's talking about his college teammate, Cam Johnson, had just gotten drafted while he was in this media interview.
Zach Elb, CBS Sports Radio, WFAN. Cameron Johnson just went 11th. How do you react to that news?
He went what?
11th.
Cam Johnson
the draft.
11th.
Yep. It's right on the screen right there.
Wow. Wow. Wow, bro. That's crazy. That's so love, bro. Because if y'all know Cam, you don't know how hard Cam worked. And you know it's a lot of people that doubt him. But wow, I'm just, bro, it's such a, that's crazy, bro. Wow, that's so crazy.
Aww,
what a little cutie pie.
That was the nicest thing. He's so happy for his friend.
Yeah. He loves his friend.
And his hat is barely staying on top of his hair. It's really
cute. That's a gift.
Got a lot of hair.
That's balance.
He cut his hair recently, but he still looks very cute. And then, of course, Alex Caruso. He worked his way up from the G League. Like, he was undrafted as well. Mm. He was very old. You know, for basketball when he had his rookie season. Helped the Lakers win a title in 2020. He's a real glue guy. But he can dunk from time to time, which is really fun. And he was in this ridiculous Manscaped ad. Oh, he was also arrested in Texas for marijuana possession, endeared me.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a point. And also, I've been seeing, like, my homework was watching NBA highlights in the last couple of weeks. And just, like, every time I feel like... His defense was in all these top 10 plays, and just him batting the ball away from stars is very fun.
Yes.
Yeah. The Lakers fans are like pissed. Like they want him back.
Yeah, they want him back. And Lonzo. I mean, I feel like those two.
I think they sort of, lost some goodwill. And that makes me like Alex Caruso a lot and the Bulls a lot because, like you can't just get rid of glue guys. You need find people that are hardworking. I don't know. Yeah, I want to see that Manscaped ad though. Is that
Well, we're running out of time, but I'll send you a link.
Fair enough.
And then their mascot, Benny the Bull, he is a famous mascot. I mean, what can you say? He's cool. He drops popcorn on people. And he can dunk.
And he's alliterative.
Yeah.
Like your podcast as well. So that's nice.
That's it. My two proposals.
You've given me a lot to think about.
Okay. I'll go next. Okay. So
I might need a king size bed for all the teams I'm going to sleep with.
Yeah. You need a giant heart shaped bed.
I didn't make a PowerPoint. Now I kind of wish I had. So sorry.
Minus point.
Okay.
She's got media.
I've got stuff.
Oh, we got media?
Stuff.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Don't worry.
Point back up.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So for my choices, I wanted to pick something, you know, teams that are kind of on the come up, no big market teams. You know, it's just too hard to try to, you know, figure that. You don't want to be joining the Knicks fandom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I knew that.
That doesn't make sense. So, you know, Anastasia had some great options. I have two more options for you. Ooh. Both of them led by small young cuties. We'll start with the Grizzlies.
Ooh.
So Ja Morant is one of my favorite people to watch play basketball because he is a small young cutie, but he like dominates the court and it's very, very fun. Gabe, can we see some of his best dunks?
Morant with a running start. Elevate. Oh, it dunks. Oh my goodness. Ja Morant
is with 40 seconds to go in a tight game. Crosses him, going away from the basket, throws it in.
Yeah, I want to watch that.
Look at that. He flies through the air. He does this thing where he's got his arm up and he's just flying.
And he's not even the biggest guy.
It looks so
effortless.
Yeah,
you said he's small. How tall is he?
6'3".
Okay, that's small.
That is small in basketball.
No, I know.
And it's just like the fun of basketball. He captures it.
Oh, that's a great pause.
We paused on him like screaming with his arms.
Well, and his teammate there has a great face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know the Grizzlies were on my wish list as well. So far you're hitting all the ones that I was sort of
amazing.
Yeah, eyes open on.
Okay. The other video I have of him playing like an all-star, it's just, let's watch a little bit of that too. So he's averaging 35 points a game,
which is so high.
Yes,
very high. He's so good at like maneuvering in between all the big guys around him,
like mid air.
Yeah, like look at that. There's four guys on him.
That was just the first basket of that game. God,
this is the one that Anastasia went to.
Ooh, that was very smooth.
Yeah. He can make his way through any path. Oh, okay. Love. Ow. He like slammed his head into the thing.
He does have great hair as
great
well.
Oh my hair. God.
He'll color his hair really like cool too.
He's an absolute cutie pie. Amazing. Very fun to watch. I love it. So the other part is the Grizzlies have really cool uniforms.
Yeah.
And great merch. Which Gabe, I didn't put a link in, but if you can pull up like the bear.
Oh, I do
jerseys,
like the classic because that's from Vancouver.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like that shit is great. Like if you're going to be a fan, I want those shorts. Yeah. Like this is a great, like, because like the Clippers have bad merch, like unfortunately, but like,
yeah,
this shit is great. I love the black one with the like all caps Memphis. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I love the bear version. Like,
yeah, there's turquoise or aquamarine or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
always
a great
color.
Look.
Yeah, the bear with the grasping the ball. Love it. And then we also have Steven Adams. are you familiar with him?
I am. I'm a former Thunder great.
Yes.
Yeah.
He is, you know, a beautiful giant hulking man who looks straight out of Game of Thrones. And he's really fucking huge and good at basketball and fun to watch. And I put a video in here of him being a little it's both savage and funny compilation.
Ooh.
One can watch him be both.
Savage and funny. That's a good combo.
Lonzo catch and shoot time.
Steven Adams. He had the good position on Stewart, didn't he?
He's trying to flop up.
Like a, he's too big to flop.
Yeah, he's not. You're not a gymnast, buddy.
Yeah, he does have a huge body.
You know, direct and more. You cut with more intention, right? So that was a golden thing. Did somebody say 0.5 inches? Can you hear that?
It was certainly a fantastic.
She's like, I don't know what you just said.
Oh, that.
And then
is
this. Look at this pass. He just throws it across the entire court.
That was beautiful.
Makes it look so easy. He's got arms the size of an elephant. Okay, that's good. That's good enough. We got it. We got the.
I do like elephant arms, so that you do know me well.
Yes. There's so many funny like interviews and stuff with him too.
Yeah,
so.
He's a great player to root for.
I feel like I need a funny interview person. Like I need personality.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So then the other team that I had on my list was the Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks, which is another, you know, small scrappy team. They've got Trae Young as their leader, who is another
star,
little guy. A little guy with a lot of horsepower, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's like a Dodge F-150.
Wow.
250? I don't know.
Well, he's little, so 150.
Yeah, 150.
Packs a lot in that frame, though. Let's see. Ooh, 6'1".
He did such a great job of pissing off so many fans in the playoffs last year. I know you said you watched some of it, so maybe you caught some of that. But he, like, especially with the Knicks, he was just spanking them, and the Knicks fans started getting really upset about it. Just the fact that they were losing. And then we've got let's
physically spank players.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see the.
I did see that. Yeah.
I would love to see that
playoff video. Yeah, Gabe, please, thank you. Okay, this video is called 10 Minutes of Trae Young Dominating the Playoffs," and it
good spit. That was not
amazing.
Fair.
He's like a little ant just like running around.
Yeah, he's so fast. I love the MLK jerseys too.
That.
He makes it look so easy. He barely moved.
He had so much time there. Those are the ones you miss. Yeah.
Okay, here's with the Knicks. The Knicks series where he really became a villain. He took the bow. Okay.
He's good at taunting.
Yeah. But he's not like, he's not aggro about it. He's just like, I'm winning and fuck you.
Which he knows
he's having fun.
Yeah.
You can tell.
And, you know, there was lots of clips. I don't have these, but there was lots of clips of like fans outside of the Knicks, of the Madison Square Garden being like, fuck Trae Young. Fuck that guy. I hate him. It's like, yeah, of course you do.
spanking.
He's spanking physically and basketball wise. He's spanking you. And I did write in my notes, he kind of got Joker-fied.
He did get Joker-fied.
Oh, meaning like, what does that mean exactly?
He's into chaos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So he lives in a society. He welcomes the chaos. Yes.
Mm.
All right. We also have Kevin Herter, who we always say don't hurt her, which is a very funny joke. Gabe will pull him up. He looks like Ron Weasley.
Oh.
There he is. He's a great player. He's a fun player to have on your team.
Oh, yeah. I like a mouth open shot always.
Yeah, very flattering. Clint Capela, who is so fun to watch. I put a let's just watch this video I put in for him because it made me laugh.
They're trying to play tough. I mean, push our guys around and talk.
This is from the Knicks series.
We can do that too. And we show them as soon as they came back here that we can push guys around too. We can talk as well. So what you gonna do about it? Game 4, you're coming back again. Well, it's gonna happen again. We win the game, we talk and we push around. So what you gonna do about it? We can be physical, but we can win games as well. And now we're coming to your home to win this game again. It sends you on vacation.
Just heard about it. I do not care. And we're not focused on that. We focus on what we got to do as a team. So when I ask what we got to do, that's great. But you know, why would I give a hell what Clint Capella has to say?
I'm 32 years old, bro. I never talked like that in my life. And I'm not going to start now when Clint Capella's like start talking crazy. It don't get to me like that. So I'm just too old for that.
Okay, that's good.
Wow, he lethal weaponed.
The last guy, Derrick Rose, you know
yeah,
him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's a piece of shit. So fuck you. And I'm glad Clint Capella got under your skin.
That's a useful talent.
Yeah. And then the other person I have to shout out from the Hawks is Lou Williams, who was on the Clippers, and we loved him. He was such a great part of the Clippers, and it was sad to see him go. But may have heard about this, but during the bubble, he got in a lot of trouble for going to a strip club in Atlanta to get some wings, according to him. And he was suspended from some games and was the laughingstock of the entire league. But
he earned the nickname Lemon Pepper Lou.
Lemon Pepper Lou. He has wings. He already had wings on their menu named after him. So this is just a guy who loves his wings. And I relate.
Yeah, that actually... Yeah, and if you're going to get wings, you might as well, I guess, get a strip club out of it, too, you know? You're double dipping. Okay.
He came in, he had those, like, horse blinders on. He was like, wings, wings, wings.
Just
wings.
Oh, okay, yeah, because, he's very tasteful. It's not about the women, it's about the food.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, those were mine.
That's a really, Lemon Pepper Lou is a hell of a...
Great name.
Not my favorite wing... would say, but it works with his name, of course. Wow.
Now it's Gabe's turn.
Okay. Ooh. So I picked, this is exciting. This was not easy for me because I don't really have a team either.
You gotta find Gabe a team next.
No, I kind of like being a free agent. I mean, I don't know. It's one of those things where with the WNBA, I immediately like picked a team and it just felt right. So it just has to like feel right, right?
Right.
Right. So I picked a couple teams that I do feel an affinity for. They're not like teams I love, but you know, maybe I'll convince myself in the process.
Okay. Yeah.
Nice.
I like that.
Okay. So the first team I picked is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
And okay, so you like an underdog, and here in LA, where I am currently not, the Clippers are the underdog, right?
That's right, yeah.
You know, you could be a Lakers fan, I guess, but that's like kind of like saying Citizen Kane is your favorite movie. It's like, I'm going to just like choose what the number one of all time is, and then that's my team.
Yeah.
That would be if we talked about doing it randomly out of a hat, and that would be the most devastating selection for me. I don't think I could do it. So,
but yeah, there. I mean, the main pitch for me is it's fun to go to live games.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you are living in a city, it's nice to pick. You have two teams to pick from. There's one obvious choice and one obvious wrong choice. And so, you know, if you want to pick a local team where you can go to their games, I'd say you got to go with the Clippers.
I mean, that's kind of a huge point.
That is a really good point. Yeah.
Because the other teams, it's going to be harder to physically go there.
But it's also going to be easier to watch
on TV
because the local games are often blacked out.
Ooh.
It's actually really hard to watch local games on TV.
God damn it.
That's actually a terrible point. So I'm going to move on. and the Clippers are also getting a brand new arena built here in LA where I'm not. In Inglewood, it's going to be called the Intuit Dome. And so, you know, for the next couple of years, they're going to be playing at, you know, the crypto.com arena, but and after that, you'll be able to go see them at their own dedicated venue.
And we love TurboTax, so Intuit is like so much better.
Yeah,
and you can, there's wordplay. Yeah, there's wordplay you can do.
There is wordplay. Yeah,
and also, I mean, it's like 4 years until it opens, so they'll probably be a different sponsor by then. I'm guessing it's going to be like, I don't know, crypto.com arena 2.
Can't wait.
You know, there are a lot of great players on the Clippers. The best person to love on the Clippers, of course, is Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
He's such a likable person, such a great personality. There's, of course, this famous shot that he made when he was with the Raptors to win game 7 of the, I guess it was maybe the Eastern Conference Finals. We can watch that.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
I love them bouncing around.
That shot is so amazing.
Yeah.
Especially him. He squats down.
He made it go in by squatting.
Yeah.
That's what that did. He brought the gravity. Sure. I mean, and the announcer saying, is this the dagger? And then we have to wait. Like, because we're like, so good.
The mic really picked up the rim.
Yes.
Clonk. Doink. Clonk. Doink.
That was actually just the other color commentator going, doink.
But like that like half a second feels like 10 minutes while everyone's holding their breath, like,
I just got amazing. More gray hair than I already had.
That was from several years ago, so no, I don't want you to stress out about
it. No, I'm very stressed.
He did win the championship after.
He did basically win the championship for the Raptors after that, and which was a big deal for Toronto. And then he got to choose whatever team he wanted to go to in the whole league, and he picked the LA Clippers.
That's like me, except for not a champion.
Everybody wanted him. So you can
everybody
relate to
wants
that.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I can relate.
There's of course this famous his famous laugh, and we should watch this clip.
Yeah. Oh,
yourself. And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. obviously I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more question you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
He's right here.
That guy coming in. Oh,
I love him.
I also respect that because, he's a reserved guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little awkward.
He can't and that's turn what, it on.
I love Kawhi. Love him.
He's himself. Yeah. That's...
And, they've got a lot of... Paul George. Not my favorite player, but very handsome, having a great
year. He's a very good basketball player. I mean, Kawhi's out, and we don't know when he's coming back. So Paul George has been really carrying the team on his back.
Yeah.
Like Serge Ibaka's on the Clippers now.
Still,
very funny guy.
He's great, but also injured.
Also, there's a guy named, his last name is Hartenstein, and it's just fun to say his name.
Anastasia said more like Hartenstein's monster when we saw him.
There's also a guy named Luke Kennard, who I like to call Jean-Luc Kennard. so that's always fun.
Doesn't Kennard mean duck?
Well, it's spelled different.
Well, yeah, it
but
is spelled, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson also is like a really good, very fun Terrence Mann.
Yeah, really fun team to pick up.
Batum is hot.
Oh yeah, Batum is hot too. If you're looking for hot players, this team has quite a few.
Yeah,
and they're like, I could convince myself that it might actually happen with them because we're in the same city.
Right,
right.
When I just bump into a bar, hey Nicholas.
Yeah, you're gonna lock eyes at a Taco Cabana. Oh wait, that doesn't exist here. What am I saying?
Taco Cabana.
I listed a restaurant somewhere that doesn't exist here, and you guys probably don't even know what
where
it is.
Where is that?
But like Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, you want to franchise it and bring it over?
It's pretty good. Honestly.
I gotta just like went into the past real quick.
I was trying to say Del Taco, but it had escaped my brain.
I'd rather go to Taco Cabana.
It's fun. It's a fun time. You can get a like giant tub of queso.
Ooh.
And it's good.
All right.
Highly recommend.
Does it come with a strap so you can just
and a straw. So you're just like
that's what I want. Like a baby Bjorn of queso.
That could be you. All right.
So and the Clippers have never won a championship. So
Me neither.
Yeah. So it's a good time to get on board. The other team that I'm going to pitch, I'll get through it really fast because I don't have that much to say. They're my new local team, the Denver Nuggets. I'm trying to learn to love them as my new local team. So they haven't won me over yet. So here's where I'm really trying to convince both of us that okay. the Denver Nuggets are a worthwhile team to follow. But the main thing about the Nuggets is that their lead guy, their head guy, was last year's MVP,
right.
Nikola Jokic, big Serbian basketball player who does not look like he should be a basketball player.
Sleepy boy.
He's a bit of a sleepy boy. He's a little bit of a Pillsbury doughboy. And he loves horses. That's Aww. Like one of the main things about him. He calls them majestic creatures. He will ride around on them on one of these things.
He's too big to sit
right,
on
no, exactly. Yeah. He is the opposite size of a jockey. Yeah.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
sport is really popular in Europe. I think it's called chariot racing.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was just sitting on your ass. But like that, I want to play that sport. Yeah.
So yeah, he's got a love for horses. Of course, their coach is, he's modeled to look like Ray Donovan. His name is Mike Malone. Michael Malone, I should say, because he will correct you if you call him Mike
Malone.
He
got mad at a reporter wow. for calling him Mike.
That's a negative, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
He seems like a dick.
He's a nice guy to the players, though. He's a real sweet papa type.
He's a
type.
Player's coach.
Yes.
Mm. Okay. Ooh, Rocky.
And Rocky, the mascot, of course, is known as Super Mascot Rocky. He's been voted the best mascot in the league. He does all kinds of tricks. I've come to see them a few times here at the Ball Arena, and he's a good amount of time. Also, they named the arena the Ball Arena, which sounds like ballerina.
That's actually a balls
arena.
That's a point.
And it's the Mason Jar Company, which I think is like a really cute sponsor.
Yeah. Ball. Yeah.
Also, Rocky was one time completely passed out as they were lowering him to the ground.
That's true.
It's a very
Whoa.
Freaked out. Maybe Gabe, can you pull that up? Or do we not have time?
Yeah.
Rocky passed out, came right up.
I mean, it's kind of iconic.
Yeah. Dig in.
He's just hanging there
from
it's
the
so
rafters.
Sad. He was fine.
It's like
he was just passed out in there.
It's like the claw in toys, like the mechanical toy game. Oh no!
They're zooming him down so fast because they're like, oh my god.
And we can laugh because he was all okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Fine.
All right.
But it's like such a sad video to watch.
Did he looks so sad with the head on.
Yeah, he went like to a vet before that or something. Like, oh man, that was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Last thing I'll say about the Nuggets, also never won a championship. So,
and it's an excuse to come and visit you in Denver.
Yeah, absolutely. We could definitely go check out some games at the Ball Arena.
just keep saying Ball Arena and you're getting more and more points.
Yeah, exactly.
My cousin lives in Denver, so there's another thing, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so what?
I thought you were coming to see me, but okay.
Yeah, no, I mean, I.
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking? Well, okay, so there's another nugget to actually the Oklahoma City Thunder. So sorry to, but like one of my best friends lives in Oklahoma City. So when I lost the Sonics, he gained the Thunder. Like when I met him for the first time, we met online. He had a Thunder wedding cake and it was sort of very awkward and like it didn't divide us, but in a way, maybe it can unite us even on a deeper level. And it also feels like this sort of character arc for me of like, but I don't know if I like that character arc of like joining the team that used to be the Sonics, but it's sort of, I like the idea of being over that, higher, like to be just like sort of zen about like, I like Lu Dort. I like this team. Why not? But there
Dort's
is a lot.
Dorts.
Dorts. Dorts. Exactly. I could start that. That's my merch.
Yes.
And so there's something about that sort of appeals to me from a storytelling perspective.
Yeah.
As a writer, I'm like, ooh. But it also Clippers being able to see a game, and you know that was Sonics at the Key Arena was so much fun. I saw more games of the Sonics than, of course, any, even the Mariners or the Seahawks, because it's more affordable too.
Right.
Because they were shitty for a while. So I'm like, that's where I'm at. I sort of, I mean, the lame answer is like, maybe I take the 4 and sort of audition each of them. But this feels like the audition. The Grizzlies was the team I came in sort of expecting to love because of Ja Morant, and like that it feels like he's the next MVP star about to happen. And so, I don't know, it's hard to just jump on a team that's already good, which I guess are the Bulls that?
No.
They're not already good?
No, they're having a good season this season.
But so, they've been bad for a long time.
For a very long time. Okay. They haven't like made the playoffs in a long time.
So it's
the reason why like everyone's kind of like, whoa, what happened? Because in this past offseason, that's when they got DeMar and Caruso.
Yes.
And so the beginning of this season, they've been playing really well. They're still probably not like, it's not like they've won every game, you know?
Well, right.
But,
and it's not like they're probably not a threat to sort of make too much noise in the playoffs necessarily, but like they probably will make the playoffs. And it's like, is that such a bad thing? Like the bandwagon fan thing, it's not a bandwagon necessarily in that scenario, but like, why not choose a team that like I could suffer through the Cavs or something, even though, 'cause I kind of liked them too. I like looked into Mobley and then, but I heard Sexton is out for the year.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh no. But like, I kind of like the idea of growing into a team as they come up as well. So the Thunder feels like the closest of that because they're like the furthest away of the teams that we talked about.
Right.
But maybe the Grizzlies and the Hawks and the Nuggets are sort of closer. I mean, the Clippers feel like maybe the most dangerous, but they're the least interesting to me. I know I like the ability to see them.
Right.
But they're the least interesting, although Kawhi's great. I feel like I'm just going to break everyone's heart here. I don't.
You choose none of these.
Yeah.
Pick a team.
None of the team. I pick the Heat. No.
That would have been a good one, actually.
A good one? Yeah, they were on my brain. But I okay, so I'm going to eliminate. I'm going to eliminate. You got less time, though, so I feel bad.
No, I don't care.
That's what I would say if I cared a lot.
I mean,
he doesn't care.
I know. None of us are like, we want you to find a team.
No, I know. I'm doing it for the lack of I'm trying to create drama by being, okay, the Clippers eliminated. The Nuggets eliminated. We're down to the Hawks, the Grizzlies, the Thunder, the Bulls. Ooh, I'm going to eliminate the Hawks because I just didn't. They're too far away. Mm. I do like to travel, but I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be going to Oklahoma City. Sorry, David.
All right, back to the team.
I'm biding my time. There's something about, okay, the Thunder are in the mix. The Thunder, Bulls, Grizzlies, those are the three. I don't know how to, oh man, I am indecision central, but I know we're out of time.
Well, what about this? What if you say just one team that you're pulled towards the most, and then the other two teams can be exploration. You're going to explore more.
Well, isn't it about polyamory, right? Like, it's like, I'm going to try and love more than one partner equally, you know, and maybe they'll complete me. Or like, they can't complete me.
I feel like you need more time with them to actually watch games. I originally had put like a bunch of highlights and everything, and like I think that's where you're going to really like have fun is watching them.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then that's where the love will blossom or not.
Yeah, and I think Grizzlies, Thunder, and Bulls, there will be some heartbreak there. They're not going to win every game. It's not going to be like watching
I need heartbreak.
Someone just tear through the league, right?
No, I mean, the Thunder sounds, that's the why I hate it, is that they sound the most like me. That's why I hate it. But then it's like, maybe that's the journey I need to go on. But also, it might just be fun to like actually enjoy a team and not have complicated feelings about it.
Right.
Which to me would actually be, I think, probably Memphis, because Chicago is a large market. Although Lily's family's from Chicago. Shit. See, this is why I can't do anything.
Oh my God.
How long? We got 3 more hours? We got 3 more hours, right? No, do more.
We're
going
to do
next
a countdown
segment.
And you're going to have to say whatever the first one that comes
in. All right, let's do it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bulls.
No, I was expecting you to say.
It wasn't what I was expecting to say either.
You don't have to like.
No, I know. I don't have to
prove
it.
The rest.
Yeah.
But the Bulls are your number one.
Yeah.
You got it. How does that feel?
bad. No, I'm in. I'm in. Zach LaVine and I, we're both from Washington. We have a lot in common.
Yeah,
you Chicago is a great food city.
It is a great food city. And you know me, Gabe. I love food.
I think you're going to have fun watching them.
I think so.
That's what it's going to boil down to. I think I'm going to have
fun watching all three teams.
Yeah.
And thank you for trying to foster a love of basketball. And isn't that what your podcast is all about?
Yeah, it is. And we'll, I mean, I'm sure we'll check in with you down the road and see how things are going.
Crying on the couch.
And you can always, we've got a phone number that you can always call and leave a message on and tell us how it's going.
Yeah.
Ooh, that seems like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Ooh, now I have three different characters, the Grizzly fan, the Bulls fan, the different voices.
Yeah, do like, a Cockney accent in it for one of them.
That was pretty good.
Thank you. All right.
Do you call in your own? Have you ever tricked her?
No. She knows all my accents.
I would know it was her right away.
All right. Well, we did it. We successfully chose a team for
you.
Thank you
so much.
We worked really hard and put a lot of effort in. I mean, you saw the PowerPoint.
Well, that's, I think, why two of Anastasia's teams were in there, because it was like the PowerPoint. I guess I learned something about my learning style, too. I guess that actually, I didn't know I was a boring person that liked PowerPoints.
Well, I guess me and Gabe fucked up then.
That wasn't what I was trying
to
say.
All right. So let's move on to our next segment. Each week, we highlight our favorite comments made by the members of our Cutie Nation Discord. It's a cutie comment of the week. This week's comment is from Pickle in Space.
Oh,
okay. So a couple of our cuties recently had a new addition to their home, a little baby potato.
Aww.
The cutest little puppy you've ever seen.
That squeal was because we're looking at this photo of Potato, who's like a little brown, floppy-eared
tiny,
baby boy.
Tiny little
4 months old.
Potato's a great name for a dog. Yeah. Love it.
Yes.
Congratulations to the brand new puppy parents. We love to see the puppy pictures in our... That's my favorite channel in our Discord, gotta say.
Same.
We have a Cuties Being Cute channel where everyone posts their animals. My Chips is in there daily. if you want to join and post your puppy, you can do it by signing up on our Patreon, patreon.com/dunktown. $5 members also get early access to ad-free episodes as well as 2 bonus episodes per month.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, we do a lot for you.
We love you guys. That's why. Okay, beginning next week, we're going to do a deep dive into basketball history with our new month-long series, 30 for 30 for 30, where we'll be watching...
30 for 30 for 30.
Where we'll be watching some classic ESPN 30 for 30 documentaries. If you want to watch along with us, we're covering the following episodes: Winning Time, Reggie Miller versus the New York Knicks, Without Bias, Bad Boys Pistons, and No Crossover, The Trial of Allen Iverson. All are available to watch on ESPN+.
We're talking about practice.
There he is.
Love Allen.
He's excited about it.
All are available to watch on ESPN+ or for purchase for $2 on YouTube. Shout out to listener Jenna for suggesting many of these episodes. We got suggestions from a bunch of people and then chose these 4. But if you guys like this, we'll do this again in the future because it's been fun.
Yeah.
And don't come to us saying, wait, December has 31 days. Yeah, this episode came out on the 1st. So that's one day. The rest is 30.
Look at a calendar. Today is the 1st. Unless you're watching this, listening to this later. Do not question us and the things that we do that make no sense. Because we won't stand for it. Andy, thank you so much for being here. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Well, I guess, the Naked Man podcast. It's wherever you, do your podcast. It's me and a willing partner to go on sort of a conversational journey, go into the uncomfortable, the honesty, the vulnerability, and sort of toxic masculinity and the straight white male of it all for me. And it's great. Trying to be uncomfortable.
Bare your
just
soul.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Interesting. I like it.
Movies with Friends is on YouTube. So there will be a Hanukkah movie that's out now. And then I think the first episode will be out on December 1st as well.
Nice.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with my parents. And Ma's Nog. Mama's Eggnog. That's what that was.
Your mom makes eggnog?
She does, but I will be making the recipe this time. Nice. But yeah, it's quite strong.
I love... Is it like a fancy eggnog?
I mean, I think homemade just feels fancy to
like
me.
With like whiskey and egg whites?
Chicken and bourbon. Yeah, bourbon, egg whites, yeah.
Okay, our friend Nate makes them and we love it.
Nutmeg, cloves.
Maz Nog sounds like a Star Wars character.
It does. Maz Nog.
All right, thanks again to our guest Andy and thanks to all of the cutie listeners for coming on this journey with us. As always, we love you.
Love you.
Bye. For more Dunktown content, check out our Patreon. It's patreon.com/Dunktown. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dunktown Podcast. I am on Twitter at @Echo_Mint and on Instagram at Agata Monica. Anastasia is on both at Anastasia Vigo. Check out our website, dunk.town. If you like the show, please write us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you listen. We always really appreciate those. We have t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, and more available for sale at dunk.town/store. Thank you to Andrea Dominguez for the Dunktown design, and thank you to Andrew Bear for our original music for the show. Sources and references from this episode can be found in the episode description.